Now, on the line, I have Lisa Wilson, and she is the Communications Manager with ActionAid Ireland. Good morning, Lisa. How are you?
Good morning. Very well. Thanks for having me on. How are you?
I'm in great form. Unfortunately, I got your mobile number wrong, and I was in desperation there at the start of the show trying to get you on the phone. But we made it through.
Yeah. Yes, thanks very much.
Now, tell me, I'm very interested in this because I love to have young people involved in, particularly in speech writing and speaking. I think it's a great thing to build our confidence. But tell me about the ActionAid speech writing competition.
Yes, well, ActionAid we're an international organisation that work for social justice, gender equality and poverty eradication. And well, ActionAid Ireland, we're set up in 1983. We're part of the federation of 45 ActionAid offices around the world. And we set up the speech writing competition 4 years ago. And it was seen as a way to engage particularly young people on global issues and gender equality and social sustainable development, really, and challenge them to use their voices to create positive change. And it's really taken off. Every year we've had an increasing number of entries. Last year was the highest. It's something that really resonates with young people. Gender equality is an important topic in Ireland and across the world at the moment. So the competition is just a really exciting way for young people to voice their opinion on those issues that matter to them whilst developing their public speaking skills and their confidence.
Now, gender equality, as you say, it is a big it's a big topic, not just here in Ireland, but across particularly the developed world at the moment. But it's a totally different issue in the developing world. You know, in the developed world, our gender equality is, I'm trying to think of the proper way to put it, but it's not kind of life and death and how you actually live. It's more, you know, yeah, that equal opportunity. Where in the developing world, it's sometimes it's life and death, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. And we see through our we have a women's rights program that's funded by Irish Aid in Kenya, Nepal, and Ethiopia, and we're working with some of the most vulnerable and marginalised communities, and the issues there that we work around are, you know, child marriage, gender-based violence. And those, unfortunately, are extremely high in some of them communities. It's one in three women you're talking about that experience physical or sexual violence, often by the age of 18. So we're trying to raise awareness of that in Ireland, and especially with young people, as we see them as key, being key really to tackling the gender inequality. And as well, like we often do find that young people in Ireland, they're amazed whenever they start researching their speech, to find out what's going on in developing countries. You know, it isn't just a problem in Ireland. Now, of course, in our context, there's still many areas that we have a long way to go. But as you say, for women in some of the poorest communities, it's life or death, really. And our women's rights program there is trying to end violence against women. That's one of our key priorities. And we work with women, men and children to tackle the behaviour that keeps women in a cycle of poverty and facing violence.
Is the speech writing, is it limited to gender equality, or do sustainable issues come into it as well?
Yes, there's three topics that young people can choose from. That are related to gender equality, but there also are, there's one of the topics is gender equality is fundamental for every aspect of sustainable development, because the sustainable development goals are very important there, the international framework for a better world. So we do try and show that whilst they are important, that gender actually is essential to achieving nearly all of the sustainable development goals. So we try, and we also have a topic as well about the role of men and boys in tackling gender equality, because it's not, we don't see it as just being a women's issue, and that everybody has a key role to play in tackling gender inequality.
I think you just hit a nail on the head in the way I think of it anyway, personally, is that all these issues are actually all intermingled. They're intertwined. They cross over each other. Well, gender equality, sustainability, and men, how men perceive themselves and perceive the world around them.
Yeah. Exactly, and we know through our work that whenever women are empowered and are educated, that it brings benefits to the whole community. And, you know, there's better accountability for government. Women are more likely to want to educate their children. Their healthcare improves, their income improves, and it really lifts the whole community. So whenever we talk about gender equality, it's not just to benefit women, it's actually to benefit the whole society.
It's
you know, it's key to the development of nations. So yeah, we're just trying to just engage that with young people, and they find out themselves through doing their own research that it's important for every aspect of sustainable development.
Doesn't that make just so much sense, though? That just something you said there is that if you think of the mother as, you know, the primary teacher of children in most cases, and if she isn't educated, how do you expect the children to be educated?
That's exactly, and actually part of our work is to. We also do work on improving education, not just kind of strengthening skills, but also we do work with parents and go out into communities and try and just relay the benefits of education for children. And, you know, ultimately it brings in more income, children are more likely to get a job in the future. And parents do, they want a better life as well for their children. So once, especially whenever a parent or mother is educated, they're more likely to push that for their daughters and their own children.
Yes, I think it's been well shown that if you can increase the level of education across the whole of society, everything else benefits from that. Whether it be, you know, just health and hygiene to sustainability issues, you name it, it all rises. It's like, as Sean Lamass once said, a rising tide lifts all boats. If you can educate your masses, your whole economy will develop as well.
Yeah, exactly. It's so important. And that's one of our priorities is ActionAid as well, education, especially for girls, because many of the communities that we work in, the girls' education wouldn't be valued as much. You know, whenever families are on low incomes, they prioritise sending their sons to school. So we have a number of initiatives that we try and encourage female participation in schools, and a lot of that is education as well in the community, and also we can even provide scholarships and things for girls, and even improving the conditions at schools for girls, because we focus on the rights of women, that we kind of know that there's gender issues that that prevent girls from coming to school, like not having separate toilets. And we find, especially teenage girls, whenever they start their periods, that there isn't separate toilets, there's not sanitary products for them. So we try and remove barriers such like that, removing as much of the barriers as you can so that girls can come to school.
And tell me, this is open to young people between 14 and 17. So how does someone get involved? How do they enter the competition?
Yeah, well, there's a choice of three topics for young people to choose from. They're on our website, which is actionaid.ie. So choose a topic of their choice, and then they'd write a speech of no more than 10 minutes. And we're kind of looking for, you know, well-researched pieces, maybe innovative and kind of inspiring speeches, and the deadline is the 18th of January, and then we will shortlist 10 finalists to come and deliver their speech in the national final, which will take place in March 2019, and then two winners will be chosen by our panel of judges. And the prize this year for the top two students is a trip to ACTINAID in Greece. And it's a really exciting opportunity because in Greece we do have programs. We work with migrant communities in Greece, and also young people will be able to learn about how we can influence change at the EU level, as we do a lot of campaigning and advocacy work in Greece as well. So it's a really it's the first time that this kind of prize has been on offer. So we're really excited about that, and that would take place in June next year.
And I just thinking back to my own days writing presentations and things like that, I think if you want a 10-minute speech, it's about between 1,000 and 1,500 words. Would that be correct?
That's right, yeah, about 1,000 words is perfect.
They know, I think it normally works on around 100 to 110 words per minute.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, so that's the kind of rough guide, no more than 10 minutes. And, you know, I was at the final earlier this year in March, and I was just so impressed with the quality of speeches. They're so well researched, and young people really get into them. I think once you start researching it and then and putting your speech together, 10 minutes probably isn't long enough, but it's really inspiring, and really looking forward to this year's entries.
Yeah, it always amazes me when you actually sit down and listen to young people, how in tune they are and knowledgeable they are on what's going on around the world.
Yeah, absolutely. It's really impressive. I did, you know, it's master's level, you know, even some of the, because it's not the easiest topic sometimes, international development, but it is so accessible. I find, you know, it doesn't have to be really complex, you know, sometimes even simple solutions are what's needed.
Well, there's the old adage, you know, keep it simple, stupid.
Exactly.
Lisa, it's been a pleasure talking to you. Maybe you could just remind the listeners where they can go to get more information and to enter the competition.
Yeah, all the information is on ActionAid's website, actionaid.ie, or even if you wanted to phone the office, you can chat to me as 01878791, and the deadline for entries is the 18th of January.
Lisa,
so, you know, if looking for something to do over the Christmas holidays.
Yeah,
perfect.
What I was going to suggest is as well, I know here in Near FM would really be interested, maybe when you get some of the entries in, and that is that some of the young people might come on air and do their speech for us here in studio.
Absolutely. Yes, that would be fantastic. And that's happened as well. They're very brave. Some of the finalists of this year did it in their local radio station. So I'm sure they'd be delighted to.
That we'll talk about that at another time. Is that okay?
Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
Lisa, once again, a pleasure talking to you. Thanks for coming on this morning.
Thank you so much for having me.
No problem. All the best. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.